Update on the injury report. David Bruton did not participate. Achilles. Andre Goodman was limited. Brian Dawkins was limited. Eddie Royal, Spencer Larson, and Von Miller were full. Any questions?
Andre cleared all his tests?
Yes. Typically, they don't let you practice unless they clear you.
Good to see Andre out there, given the nature of the Patriots' pass offense, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think we need as many able bodies as we can. Obviously, they're a very worthy opponent, leading their division at 10-3. They've been relevant in the division and conference and all of the above for some time.
Now they run the no huddle a lot. Any challenge trying to get your guys in?
Yeah, we practiced that all week, and it's been a part of their offensive scheme for some time now, and I would say it was fair that we didn't practice that.
How would you gauge your level of confidence in Prater after the couple of weeks he's had? And did he have to rebuild your trust after kind of that slump he had?
Not really. If you're in a high level of competition, there's very seldom times where you don't have slumps. And I think what makes you really good at what you do is being able to battle out of those. And I think it happens in all walks of competitive athletics. And we've got the utmost of confidence in Matt Prater.
How far back would you let him kick from? Not the end of a game or end of a half, but how far back is your confidence?
Again, every one of these takes on its own personality. The conditions are different. The flow of the game's different. So there would be too much, customized parts of it that I couldn't really give you an exact number.
How many varied approaches have you seen to handling Welker?
Well, you've seen it all. I mean, a lot of people, he's a tough matchup, and, there's people that utilize more than one person to cover him at times, and, it'll be more of the same. You change up and do different things, and they've got some tough matchups. That's why they're one of the better offenses in the league.
We talked to you about it after the game the other night, about 59 and a 51 for Matt, but this is kind of week after week, 46 against Minnesota, the walk-off against San Diego. Are you able to get any kind of give us perspective on this kind of streak that he's been on and what it's meant to this run that you guys are on?
Well, I think anytime you have success, you gain confidence, and whether you're the individual or the coach, I think he has great confidence in his abilities, and we too as well. So, it's winning breeds confidence, and I think that's where he is right now.
Patriots have given up a lot of fourth quarter points, and you guys have had so much success in the fourth quarter, especially it appears wearing teams down. Why do you see that with the Patriots? What do you see them struggling with in the fourth quarter, and is that something you can utilize?
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, I don't look too much into stats. I think probably the biggest factor is they usually have a big lead and people are trying to catch up. And so you open it up a little bit, and they take a softer approach, and so that's why yards aren't that important. It's about points, and I already mentioned they're a very good football team at 10-3, and that's all three phases.